Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, the World Health Organization has finally weighed in on the debate about the amount of screen time we should allow for young children. In new guidelines on physical activity, sedentary behavior and sleep, the WHO says that children who are between 1 and 4 years of age should not spend more than 1 hour a day in front of watching television, videos online or playing computer games, and that infants less than a year old should not be exposed to electronic screens at all. To discuss the merits of these guidelines, Joanna Fortune. Joanna, good evening.
Good evening, Mary. How are you?
You're a psychotherapist. You're author of 15 Minute Parenting. What do you think of the guidelines? Any surprises in there?
None at all, to be honest. I mean, these have been anecdotally shared as recommendations by a number of organisations for years. I think it is strengthening for all of us in this field to have the WHO weigh in such a way behind them. But as yet, this is still a really under-researched area because we are talking about very young children and very premature exposure, possibly prolonged exposure to screen-based devices. We cannot possibly have researched data yet on what the long-term effects of that will be because those children aren't old enough. So we're still learning as we go. But I think this is really, really encouraging. It is important to frame it, though, that we can look at these findings by the WHO and the guidelines and say they're telling you what you cannot do with your child, or you could invert that and look at they're telling me what I can do, because they're really encouraging parents to support their children in moving away from a sedentary lifestyle. And screen devices are a large part and contributing factor to sedentary lifestyle in children. But I think it's about embracing getting back to nature, embracing play, having children learn the way we know children learn best, which is relationally, person to person.
Now, is there any evidence to suggest that screen time may be more detrimental to a child and a child's development than sitting in front of the TV to watch Peppa Pig?
Well, I think that's a really important point, actually, Mary, because not all screens are equal. And what we tend to see, and parents listening will know this themselves, that if you put on your TV and there's also toys for children in the same room, the child might well watch some of the TV, but they're going to be dipping in and out, picking up toys, exploring the floor and what's around them, as opposed to giving a child a digital device like a tablet or a phone, which just sucks them in and they get completely immersed into it. So the less interactive the screen device is, the less harmful it is. And again, it's really important that this is seen as a small part of a child's recreation time, and that children by nature are very active. They learn in a touch and see kind of way. So they do best when they can explore their environment in a very hands-on, touch-based, sensory engaged way. And screens don't enable that. So we do see that prolonged screen use can short-circuit the natural developmental pathways and play pathways for children, as children do learn from play.
But if a parent says back to you, Joanna, but I only allow my child to look at educational apps on the tablet or smartphone, I would never allow them to just randomly peruse what they might find in there, what do you say back to them?
Well, I think it's great to make really careful choices about what your children are watching. I still think you've got to watch the timing of it. And I would very much be saying that if you are having your child watch something that is mostly educational, or, you know, that you're being very selective about what they're watching, please join them and sit with them as they watch it, asking them about what they're seeing, reflecting on what they're learning, showing an interest. Because by doing that, you're still keeping the intersubjective engagement of person to person an active part of it, because the research just isn't there to say that children learn substantially better or significantly better from any of those educational programs or apps. They learn best from person to person, and the best teachers in young children's lives are their parents and key caregivers.
Is it important as well that a parent be a parent, that when you deny screen time to a child, or you take the screen from a child, that you stick to your guns?
Oh, I mean, boundaries and limit setting are just one of those really utterly unpleasant but absolutely necessary parts of parenting and the parent-child relationship. No child is ever going to say thank you so much for those boundaries, but they desperately need them and do appreciate them in a doing, not saying way.
They won't appreciate it then. They may appreciate it in years
down
to come.
Down the road, exactly that.
But so, you will be dealing with perhaps, you know, a screaming infant.
You absolutely, and especially the longer they've been on the device, and that's another thing that I would say, while the guidelines are saying, you know, for a child under five, age between 18 months and 5 years old, that they can have an hour, I would strongly encourage parents not to have that as an unbroken hour, because that's still quite a lengthy period of time for a child in terms of that virtual stimulation and the hyper-arousal that that's going to lead to. Because what can happen is, you like to think it's an hour, you look at your watch and go, my goodness, it's been an hour and a half. You run in, whip off the screen and say, let's go do something, but you haven't prepared the child for that transition out of that high cognitive virtual stimulation, and they have a meltdown because they're sensory overloaded. So I think everything these days seems to pause. So after about 15 minutes, pause the device, have them come and do something, anything with you that's person to person, then they can return to it, but you're not allowing their arousal to get too far out of that window of tolerance, which then will make it much easier when you do transition them off the screen-based device.
Joanna, thank you very much for joining us. That's Joanna Fortune there, psychotherapist, author of 15 Minute Pill.